With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Donald Trump and Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum said Monday that their planned tariffs were on hold for a month to give time for further negotiations. And Mexico said it planned to deploy 10,000 members of its National Guard to address drug trafficking. Reporter Bernie Bennett has more.
The two leaders announced the move after what Trump described on social media as, quote, a very friendly conversation, and he said he was looking forward to the upcoming talks. Trump said the talks would be headed by Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Secretary of Treasury Scott Bessent, and Secretary of Commerce Howard Lutnick, and high-level representatives of Mexico. As a condition ahead of the talks, Sheinbaum laid out changes in border policies, and Trump confirmed Mexico's deployment of troops. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Trump's tariffs against Canada and China were still slated to go into effect Tuesday. He had a second call with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau this afternoon. The White House is cheering a reduction of the use of so-called gender-affirming care for young people at U.S. hospitals. Bob Agnew reports.
In a news release, the White House says hospitals around the country are taking action to downsize or eliminate their so-called gender-affirming care programs. It comes in response to an executive order signed last week by President Trump, threatening funding for hospitals that provide transitioning care to youth, including puberty blockers, hormones, and surgery. The release says doctors practicing transgender health care had, quote, maimed and sterilized children and perpetuated what the statement calls a radical false claim that they can somehow change a child's sex. Bob Agner reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 122 points. The NASDAQ dropped 235. The S&P 500 lower by 46. This is SRN News. The governor of Virginia will defend homeschooling.
Glenn Youngkin says he will veto a Democratic bill that would remove the state's religious exemption in education. That law allows a parent to keep their child out of the public school strictly for religious reasons and does not require such parents to submit a homeschool lesson plan to the state. Not all homeschoolers are Christians, but a significant percentage of that community is. They don't want to lose their exemption in Virginia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. isn't the only country where battles over abortion are taking place. An appeals court in Poland says it'll rule later this month in the case of a woman's rights activist convicted in 2023 of providing another woman with abortion pills. The defendant's been sentenced to 8 months of community service for having sent the pills. Helping a woman have an abortion is illegal in Poland and can result in up to 3 years in prison. This is SRN News. A potential choking hazard has prompted a baby food maker to issue a recall.
Gerber is recalling and discontinuing sale of its edible Soothe and Chew teething sticks. The company received customer complaints about choking. At least one ER visit was reported. The company says customers who bought the sticks meant to relieve teething pain should return them to stores where they were purchased for a refund. The teething sticks are edible teethers marketed to parents and guardians of children 6 months and older. They come in strawberry, apple, and banana flavors. Rich Thomason reporting.
America's national bird, the bald eagle, is having a moment. The eagles find themselves in a sort of environmental updraft since the early 2000s when the federal government took the thriving birds off its endangered species list, with more states following suit. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.